When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. And there's quite a bit of news, so kind of excited to jump into this thing. Before we do, I want to let you guys know that the Mario Kart podcast, The Dirt, is going strong, so make sure to go and check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. It is available on YouTube and all of the major podcast feeds. Now, let's jump into the news. As you can see, we got some Mario Kart for the B-roll today. Shocking, right? And Mario Kart's in the news, actually. But before we talk about the news, the footage you're actually seeing is from the Nintendo tournament that happened on Mario Day. And if you placed in the top 310, you win $10 in eShop coins, so 1,000 eShop coins. Now, you'll know if you won because you'll get an email. There's no way to check the standings. It only shows about the top 30. I scored 270 points out of a total of 360. I think I might have a chance, like maybe probably near the bottom of the list, I'm assuming. What was tricky, and the next tournament that Nintendo does, we are going to we're going to change up how we approach it, because we waited. If you were on stream, you know, we waited and raced against each other for about an hour and a half, and then we jumped in. Well, by the time we jumped in, we kept getting put into rooms that weren't full, and because of that, you don't get the maximum amount of points if you get first, second, third, whatever. Your points are significantly lowered. So going forward, the next time one of these tournaments starts, we're all going to start at the exact same time. And I had a lot of fun with this. I got into my Mario Kart jersey and just had a great time racing and chatting with the community. We had some mods jump into the chat, and overall, Mario Day was just a super fun day of playing Mario Maker 2 levels, playing some Smash with the community, and then we ended up just the remainder of the day playing Mario Kart, and it was 7 hours of pure joy, honestly. Like, I had such a great time with it. Now, let's jump into the news. Lego Mario Kart is coming, but not until 2025. So this is from MyNintendoNews.com. It says, the LEGO Group announced their Mario 10-day celebrations a little early by revealing that they've been working alongside with Nintendo to produce Mario Kart-themed sets, which will debut in 2025. Perhaps that will tie in with a new Mario Kart title from Nintendo, but we will have to wait and see. This is almost like a guarantee in my eyes that we are going to see Mario Kart next year. Almost a guarantee. That means we have another year of racing Mario Kart together. And that's, I don't know. The streams on TikTok, we had 60 people in stream today, pretty consistently hanging out, racing, and It was a really good time. I'm talking with other Mario Kart creators, and we're going to start doing some multi-streams, and just really in preparation. The next year is going to be preparation for the next game. And I'm going to share a goal that I have with you guys. My goal is to put out and grow a large enough Mario Kart community that I can get on Nintendo's radar and be able to get the next game early. That is a big goal of mine, to be able to get the first game, I'm hoping to be the first game I'm able to get Nintendo's attention with will be Mario Kart. So that's why I've been going so hard with all the Mario Kart content, the Mario Kart streams and everything, because that's my goal, is to be able to get a early review copy of the next game. It may not be the easiest task to accomplish, especially the way things have gone with Nintendo doing review copies and kind of the way they've gotten a lot more strict with it, because people leak stuff and they don't stick to their NDAs, but fingers crossed, I have the right connections. I just gotta get on their radar. So here's to growing this Mario Kart community. And I'm seeing people in the Discord getting super excited about doing these. Like, we're doing pipe trials where we're racing the pipe carts together. And you guys can get all the details and stuff on that by heading over to the dirt and getting involved that way. So much fun happening. Let's talk a little bit more about this Mario Kart Lego though. It goes so far. All they've shown is that goes with the play sets. And I know a lot of diehard Lego fans are not super thrilled about that. That's not their favorite, right? And I get it. I mean, I would love to see, like, back in the day, I think it was Kinex was the brand. Not even sure if they're still a thing or not, but Mario Kart Wii had a handful of Mario Kart Lego sets, essentially. Now, my thought is either A, we get like a relatively large Mario Kart to build. B, we get a handful of medium size carts with characters, or C, we get smaller carts with the minifigs. And I would also like really, really love that. But then with the smaller carts and the minifigs, we would get like a full on playset. So let's say we build, you know, Mario Circuit GBA or any of the, you know, Moo Moo Meadows, whatever the case may be. Like, the Animal Crossing sets have really got me like thinking how much I want like Mario Kart sets where we can build full tracks. That would be just amazing to me. Do I think it's like there's still a chance? I do. I think Mario Kart has enough pull with Nintendo and with just with the community as a whole that they could really capitalize on all things Mario Kart with Lego, you know, with Hot Wheel. I'm hoping that the Hot Wheel deal isn't even close to being done, and that we're going to see a new line of the combos and the carts and everything from the next game. I don't know if it's going to change too much, how much they're going to add, if it's as far as different carts go, or just mostly focus on the tracks, what the next gimmick is going to be. There's so many unknowns, and all of it just gets me very excited. So 2025, I think, is going to be the year of Mario Kart, and fingers crossed that it is going to be a big year for that series. Well, moving on in the news here, Stardew Valley creator says he started working on 1.6 update patch notes. His tweet here says, started working on the patch notes for 1.6. Thought I would share one random line about changes to fruit trees. So it says sapling. If the tree is a sapling, it looks like it's a picture. Let's see if the article says what it is. Doesn't look like it. I will open up X real quick and take a look, because the screenshot's not showing up on the embedded tweet. So it says fruit trees now yield the appropriate fruit saplings. The fruit quality is basic. It will yield a, hang on, I'm opening it all the way up. It will yield a sapling with the same quality as its fruit. The higher the quality, the faster the sapling will mature when replanted. So there you go. If you're still playing Stardew Valley after 8 years, There is a new update coming very soon. And honestly, I love that, like, the story behind this game. I think all of it is amazing. I don't personally spend a lot of time playing it, but it was a, like, it's one of those, like, cozy games that I'm so glad he was able to do what he did with it, and that so many people do love it. And hopefully this will bring some people back into it and get some people excited about it. But 1.6 is the patch notes are in the works. Some movie news. Christopher Yost confirmed as the writer for the upcoming Pac-Man movie. There's a tweet from Daily Pac-Man. It says, news: the Wayfair Studios website has a few details about their upcoming Pac-Man movie, namely the writer and producer credits. Christopher Yost is listed as the writer, and Chuck Williams and Andrew Lazar as the producers. So there you go. Taking a look at the article here, it says Lightbeam Entertainment and Wayfair Studios live action Pac-Man movie finally has a writer, and the man in charge of said duty is Christopher Yost, who was behind The Mandalorian and was an executive producer and writer on Netflix Cowboy Bebop. Chuck Williams and Andrew Lazar will be the producers behind the live-action Pac-Man movie. Lightbeam Entertainment and Wayfair Studios have yet to disclose a release date. So really, I mean, love seeing all these different video game adaptions coming to the big screen. This is not one that I had even, like, wasn't even on my radar. So kind of excited to see the direction that they take it. Hopefully it can do as well as Sonic and as the Mario, the Super Mario Brothers movie. And we keep seeing game adaptions into movies just thriving and doing well, because there's been a long run of really terrible video game movies, and that streak finally seems broken. So I want to stick with the movie news for right now. Super Mario Brothers Movie 2 is coming April 2026 on Mario Day. Shigeru Miyamoto took to X and said that they're in the very early stages of the second Super Mario Brothers movie, and Illumination had a few things to say about it, and it's all just early production. Where do I hope it goes? Honestly, I want to see the Koopa Kids. You know, hopefully more than just Bowser Jr. Bowser Jr. does seem to get more attention these days than the Koopa Kids do, but the Koopa Kids are near and dear to my heart just from Super Mario Brothers 3, and then again in Super Mario World. That was peak Mario for me, especially with those enemies. I just loved them. So hopefully that is the case. I'm assuming it, like, my gut feeling, it'll be a heist movie where the Koopalings are breaking Bowser out, and maybe it ends with like a Bowser's Fury, where he's like gigantic and massive and just destroying everything, and Mario and Luigi and Peach off to get in cat suits and go take him out. So we'll just see. That's just one theory that's rolling around in my head, but very excited to find out that we are going to be seeing a second movie. Hopefully there's no delays, and it is April 3rd, 2026. Now, that's not all when it comes to the Super Mario Brothers movie. It is also returning to cinemas this year. So it says ahead of, this is NintendoLife.com, it says ahead of the first year anniversary of the highly successful Super Mario Brothers movie, it has been revealed that the film will be making an encore in cinemas. AMC Theaters has announced that Nintendo and Illumination Animation will be returning announced the Nintendo and Illumination Animation will be returning the 28th of June, 2024. Thanks for the heads up. Go Nintendo is what their article reads. It said, so if you did miss it the first time around and happen to be located near one of these theaters, this is your chance to catch it on the big screen. When the Super Mario Brothers movie originally aired in cinemas last year, we mentioned how it was perhaps everything you might expect it to be, with the sheer amount happening on the screen. enough to keep us engaged from start to finish. And that's really no joke. What's really cool too is Nintendo recently tweeted out a guide to finding the Easter eggs in this movie. So if you're looking for a movie night, pull up that guide and go through and watch the Super Mario Brothers movie with that guide, and don't miss a single Easter egg. Something that's just kind of fun and a little different. And the movie is so full of them. I think when I did my Easter egg video, I want to say I was up to 45 or 50 different Easter eggs. And I still see, like, Andre from Game Explained will be tweeting out stuff and finding stuff, because it seems like he's watching this movie almost every weekend and just picking up different little details and stuff. And I watched it not too long ago while I was building the Piranha Plant Lego. And it just puts such a smile on my face. I just love it so much and feel like it was just done so well. So if I'm excited to go back to the theater, honestly, and watch it again. And who knows? I might even take my mom. I think I'll take my mom this time. She still hasn't seen it. And so that may be what I plan to do. Moving along here, Satoshi Kano is teasing a Sega versus Capcom collaboration. So over on X, it says four titles have something in common, but what is Capcom versus Sega? I don't know. So Satoshi Aniko, let's see, Okano is teasing Sega cross Capcom collaboration, heavily leaning into Sonic the Hedgehog, Samba de Amigo, Street Fighter, and a new Kitsugami series. Fans are speculating about the new Sega versus Capcom fighting game. I wonder if this is perhaps Sega's attempt at a Smash Bros. Game. I don't know if that would be a great route for the teams at Capcom for Street Fighter, with their pedigree and what they are capable of doing. Maybe it's more along the lines of a traditional 2D fighter, just because of it being Capcom. But either way, a fighting game with the likes of Sega characters and Capcom characters could be something quite enjoyable. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. And as soon as I know more, you will know more. Paper Mario and Luigi's Mansion 2 receive release dates. So again, on Nintendo's Mario 10 Day, or Mario Day, March 10th, on their tweet, they not only talked about the movie, but they gave release dates for Paper Mario Thousand Year Door and Luigi's Mansion. It's looking like the Thousand Year Door is going to be coming out May 23rd, and Luigi's Mansion is scheduled for June 27th. Now, because we now have all the dates for everything up until June, we know that probably come June, we're going to be getting holiday titles. And Johnny and Cheesy have been going at it in the Discord and on Twitter, talking about, you know, what is Nintendo going to show? Now, is there a very real possibility that it is nothing more than Zelda remakes and a handful more of the Wii U remakes? I mean, maybe there's not that many left, but it is still a possible. NES Remix would be a great one to get over onto the Switch. Both of the Zelda titles would be fantastic. And so there's still a few, but more than likely we are going to be seeing something new from the likes of Nintendo for the Switch come holiday 2024. That's my gut feeling anyway. I know Johnny wants to avoid that hot chip challenge as much as possible, but I also know he wants to be playing new games from Nintendo that he loves. So who knows? Maybe it's something like Tamagotchi Life, something that's just kind of off the wall from Nintendo. As long as it's a sequel and not a remake, Johnny's going to have to eat the chip. But you can let me know in the comment section what you're feeling about Luigi's Mansion 2 and A Thousand Year Door coming out in May and June. One thing worth noting is a lot of people are not happy about these games being $60. There's a lot of discourse online. you know, of course you've got the people that are like just really defending the $60 price tag, and others that are like, how long are we going to do this for remakes, you know? And especially like a DS remake. And I get it. I can see where they're coming from. So we'll just have to see how these titles do. At some point, Nintendo won't be able to flex those brand muscles as much as they do right now. But until that point, we're going to be seeing $60 and $70 games. I would say for the majority of the Switch's 2 life cycle, if people stop buying some of the remasters and remakes, they may slow down on them, but I think they're low hanging fruit for them right now as this system is closing out. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see what comes of it. Lastly, if you are a fan of Monster Hunter and Monster Hunter Stories in particular, it is going to be soaring onto Switch this June, and there's going to be a physical release. So it says Monster Hunter Stories arrives on Nintendo Switch, PC, and PS4 on June 14th. Become a monster rider and hatch, raise, and battle with monsties in this RPG adventure, including content released only in Japan. So if you're looking forward to jumping back into Stories, or maybe playing Stories for the first time, like me, you're not going to have to wait too long, because June 14th is when the game will be out. And everybody that I know that played this game kind of loved it. Said it was kind of like Monster Hunter meets Pokemon, from my understanding. And it's the graphics are beautiful. I think it actually has a pretty decent story. And if you're a longtime Monster Hunter fan like me, I think it's going to be a must play, especially if we're in a little bit of a lull. Now, that's right around the time that Nintendo could do their direct, if you will, for, you know, E3. But and that being said, there may be some shadow drops, you know, like where we get to find out that Metroid is available that day, Metroid Prime 2, something along those lines. So that is very, very possible also, but that's usually a week out, and you've got Luigi's Mansion and Paper Mario. What do we say? Luigi's Mansion 2 is June 27th. So I have a feeling we might see something in the form of a direct, what would be during E3 for Luigi's Mansion 2. And my hope with Luigi's Mansion 2, honestly, kind of just like going back to this, is that Luigi's Mansion 2 has online multiplayer. Okay. The 3 had really, really fun mini games that they all needed to be online, because playing 8 people with poltergeists and like doing dodgeball with fruit, it really was quite amazing, and a shame that not everybody's going to get to experience that. And if it was online, it would really, really be incredible. So hopefully the second game has a similar mix of mini games, and hopefully they're all online. That would help the price tag, honestly, in my opinion. For those that think the $60 might be a little too steep, if they added a more significant online multiplayer, put all the games that were on 3, made them online, as well as adding some new ones and just, you know, putting that Nintendo magic on them, I think that would really help with the overall price. How much time and effort and energy are they going to put into this? It's hard to say, but hopefully it's a decent amount. The last thing I want to talk about today is the Game Boy games, Dr. Mario, Game Boy Color, Mario Tennis, and Mario Golf. All 3 became available today. I went hands-on with each of them. I have played golf through completion. I know, nobody faint, but back in the in 99 and early 2000s, I took a road trip to, you guys are going to laugh at me, my very first convention as an 18-year-old, and it was to a Future Farmers of America. That's right. I was at a dairy farming convention. I remember there was a stand-up comic that was like, He like turned, looked at me, asked me how excited I was to be a farmer. And I was like, bro, I'm not. I am not. But that trip was all the way to Edmonton with my parents. And I ended up picking up a Game Boy Color with Pokemon Yellow and Mario Golf and played the game to completion. And then when I saw the game today, when I saw the game, because it's like an RPG, Mario Golf is literally an RPG. So if you're a fan of like golf, what sports story, golf story, and you like the RPG elements with golf, make sure to check out Mario Golf Game Boy Color. It's, I mean, you know, it's a Game Boy game. So just keep that in mind. But I remembered, it's so funny. It was a Christmas, either a Christmas or a Christmas Eve. I think it was Christmas Day. I had to go and work the farm, right? When you work on a dairy farm, you don't really get, like, the cows never take a day off. And family was over doing the Christmas thing. I had to go work. I got off of my shift, got back to my, I believe it was my grandmother's house at that time. It was. And my cousin wanted to play my Game Boy. And so he did, and he ended up deleting my save file. Now, Mario Golf is not, I mean, it's not a super, super long game, but it was long enough that I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. And so one of the fun things with these games is you could level up your characters and then put them into the N64 games. Will that work with Nintendo Switch Online? I doubt it, but who knows? Life oftentimes finds a way. So we'll just have to see if that's possible. But yeah, if you play your Game Boy character and level them up, taking them into Mario Golf 64, it was kind of fun. Honestly, that was kind of the draw for me, was to, I played a lot of Mario Golf 64. So, being able to take my character in with me was super cool. I really, really like that. So, if you are seeing the B-roll right now, the game is not frozen. We just had a big lag spike while we were waiting for the 8th race to start. And that's going to do it, guys, for this Nintendo News Minute. I appreciate all of you that are listening week in and week out, leaving comments and showing up for the streams. You guys have helped me fund my, or at least started funding my trip to PAX East. I can't wait to get that coverage for you. I see that Pokemon has a massive booth there, so there will be some good Nintendo content, a ton of indies. I'm going to try to go hands-on with as many as possible and get you guys the best coverage I can while I am there. And I just appreciate all the love and support. If you're not able to make it to the streams, but you want to help out with the donations, you can go to n64josh.com/donate and you'll be able to help add to the fundraising efforts there as I head out to PAX East. The last thing I want to mention, guys, if you want these shows ad-free, you can subscribe on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also, there is an exclusive show that I'm going to try and launch this week. I know I've teased it a bit. I am going to try and launch it this week, and it will be, the first episode will be available to everybody, but it's going to be at least 10 episode series, and I can't wait. It's like nothing I've ever done before. I'm very, very excited the way things have turned out with it, and can't wait for you to hear it. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nintendo PowerCast, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye now.